You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, October 12th, and it is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. It's pretty nice outside today again.
It is. It is. It's a nice day out there. It's about 68, I think, this morning, and it's a nice clear day, just a few clouds. So, well, how have you been? What do you have for us this morning, Dr. Weiss?
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to bring up several weeks ago, you had asked me what are some good websites to go to for people, and I had mentioned the Federalist, and I had mentioned BioEdge.com, Federalist.com. Those are really two good places to go to check on what's going out there in the world of bioethics or just life issues in general. Obviously, they're fairly conservative, but they do a pretty good job of laying out what's going on. And at any rate, just following also the Wall Street Journal and other places I look, two things. There's two things we want to chat a bit this morning. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but one deals with euthanasia, and the other one deals with a new, I guess, principle that's coming up in the bioethics. And I just very quickly, of course, bioethics, just for those who are listening, I'm not trying to impugn anybody's intelligence out there, but bio means life, and ethics, what's right and wrong for human conduct within the life we live. And for Christians, of course, that's always testifying to Christ, so that whatever we do in thought, word, or deed, we do it all to the glory of God in Christ. Well, this, of course, deals with the physician-assisted suicide in California bill that was passed in October, October 5th. Jerry Brown refused to sign it, so it was passed. And so there's been a lot of information out in newspapers and in some journals now on physician-assisted suicide, and people are starting to respond. There's one article, and I looked it up in the Southern Medical Journal. Of course, you got to go to the medical libraries there at WashU or SLU to dig this one out. But right now, in the state of California, because it was just signed, that means California, Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Vermont all have physician-assisted suicide, and, of course, throughout Canada. And so this is all led and directed by Compassion and Choices, and they have now started, they just hired a lobbyist to go after the state of New York to get that one. It, you know, it took six times before California was finally passed. And what they did now is that they're using Brittany Maynard's video, which many of your listeners hear about, because now Maggie Carney, who has entered her eternal rest with the Lord, and that's the counter to that. So it would be great. You know, I think Pastor Carney would love to know that even Maggie's video that came out in opposition to this and her Christian witness is something I really think that I don't think he would object to, but I think it needs to be used and demonstrated what it means to die well in Christ. And Maggie, of course, in her video, does that quite well. Well, at any rate, so that's just something that people should look into. But this was a law, and this is important to keep in mind, because this is spreading now throughout the states. And I think that people need to be tuned into this, because from a Christian viewpoint, you know, we are, and let's just take the fifth commandment, you will not murder. Now, remember, the you is singular, not just addresses the individual, but certainly when you study the Old Testament, the community at large. And this whole thing, then, when it sort of kicks off, they use a lot of interesting language, because this particular bill it says nothing about suffering and pain. It just uses the general phrase in medicine called terminal disease, and that, of course, would be up to the doctor who's ready to admit these drugs with the person. So it could be psychological, it could be emotional, but the whole thing is you basically decide what it is, and the doctor decides what is terminal. So this right now, Jerry Brown, he said that the reason he let this go is that he said, I do not know what I would do if I were dying in a prolonged excruciating pain. I'm certain, however, that it would be a comfort to be able to consider the options afforded by this bill, and I wouldn't deny that right to others. So So we're really getting in back into this whole issue. And Jerry Brown, by the way, for your listeners, was a one-time Jesuit seminarian. So we're getting back into this whole issue of physician suicide. And in the Southern Medical Journal, this professor comes out and he says, oh, this is, it's going to cause a decrease in physician-assisted suicide. And there's not one person that wrote in response to this medical Southern Medical Journal article that said, you know, that's not really true. That's not going to happen. And there's a book out that, if your listeners want to really get into this stuff, one of the best-studied phenomena of suicide is called the weather, W-E-R-T-H-E-R, W-E-R-T-H-E-R, effect. And it was named after a disappointing, now this is a book, lover who takes his own life in the 18th century novel, The Sorrows of Young Weather, W-E-R-T-H-E-R, the person. And it was very popular, certainly back that day, about copycat suicide through Prussia. And it's all about the dangers of romanticizing suicide, which is what's happening in these five states. And I think that's the issue here is we got to go back to the scriptures. You will not murder. And what does this mean? Fear, love, and trust in God above all things, that we cannot hurt and harm our neighbor, but help, befriend, and support them in all bodily needs. And I think in our current culture today of post-Christian, post-modern relativism, very few, well, I'm going to generalize here, who really fears the Lord? So I think this is something our listeners better be tuned in, because if they say, oh, it's never going to come to Missouri, it's never going to come to Illinois, well, just look in what's in front of you and be prepared in terms of your Christian witness to stand up against this type of autonomous, I call it autonomous murder, and where people are just, why not? Why can't we kill ourselves? And what does that say about our Christian witness? So that whole issue there, we need to be tuned in, because in the Hague, Netherlands, by the way, their suicide rate, where they've been doing this for a long time, is up 10%. And so they euthanize over 5,000 people every year there. And that's a reported statistic. So that whole issue, I think, needs to be brought up and to get into what's called the weather, W-E-R-T-H-E-R, effect from that book.
It's a tough issue, because it's, I'm sure for many, a very emotional issue. So that certainly makes it challenging in many settings to discuss. That I think that was the main point of Brittany Maynard's video, was to engage the emotions, so it appears that if you oppose what she's presenting, that you aren't compassionate.
Oh, boy, you got that. In fact, when you take a look at the video, what you see is that you see her tears. You're exactly right, trickling down her cheeks, and it really drowned the opposing arguments in a flood of emotion. And she took this lethal dose and died on November the 1st. And I think that's the whole thing. So where do emotions play? Now, you brought up a really good point here. Where do emotions play in the role of living the lives of Christ in this world? I mean, Jesus was a very emotional person. Read his comments to so many people, and when you look at it, like he's standing in Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, would that I could gather you under my wing like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would listen to me." I mean, he's emotional on the cross. You know, Father, forgive them. But his emotions were always directed in terms of salvation. In terms of people who were living in sin, and that his word wasn't being heard by so many, what they call in the Old and New Testament, stiff-necked people. And we see this today, where emotions are driving people. This is sort of like, let your conscience be your guide, which is the wrong way to deal with conscience, that you know nothing but the gospel. So emotions are fine, and they're good, and they're well-meaning. We have those when we cry, we lose loved ones, we go through all kinds of ups and downs. But always our faith clings to Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. So emotions, from a Christian viewpoint, yes, they're good, and they come out in a normal way. But when they come out in a way to excuse, let's say, a non-biblical, non-Christian way of life, those are the emotions that we have to really be tuned into, because the devil will use those to tempt us to do those things which we should not do.
this is certainly, as you pointed out, an issue in California and some other states. What states should we be watching? Where should we be looking to see and maybe see if we can make a difference?
Well, I think, and I don't know if Partey will be dealing with this through the Senate, but New York, is they have mentioned in this article, and even in the Southern Medical Journal, they're going after the, what's called, and I'm going to use this in a general term, liberal states, and they're targeting New York's next. And they have, they're going after states that are pretty much racially diverse. And I think that after New York, I really don't know where they're going to stay away from the southern states, apparently, according to the articles I've been reading, but they're going to go after the more liberal states. And New York is first. That's the next one they're targeting. They may go back to Michigan then again after Kevorkian tried that years and years ago. So New York's the next state. So they're going to try and pick these off. And they don't care about the time. It's just that, you know, it's one state at a time, as they say, and we're going to get this done. So it's and so much of this will depend on the people. Now, I know we can't get into a lot of elections, but it will depend on the people who are elected to run these states.
You know,
not just the governor, but also mm-hmm. the legislators.
I find it interesting that New York, of all the states, certainly it makes sense. But having lived in New York for a little while, New York has laws very different from other states regarding health care. It's a whole different, so much so that there, as I understand it, there are many healthcare providers, a lot of health insurance companies that just don't even go into New York because the laws are so different there than other states.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite interesting. So I'm curious to see how this will play out in the state of New York as well.
Well, and it'll depend on, it really does depend on the legislators that they vote in. I mean, we live in the left-hand kingdom, so it's mm-hmm. okay to talk about that. We just can't tell who and what. But people need to be tuned in and do a lot of praying. And this gets back to we need to be caring more for people than killing them. And this, I would encourage your listeners, go to Galatians 6, bear one another's burdens. Tell people, I want to be your burden. And thus fulfill the law of Christ, the gospel, to love your neighbor as yourself. So this is kind of always goes back to getting into the scriptures and not as a cookbook, like if you do this, you're going to go to heaven, but we live, mm-hmm. we live by grace through faith alone in Christ.
Certainly. And that's very countercultural today to say, I want to be a burden to you, not in a bad sense, but in a sense that, that helps us understand who we are as the body of Christ and, in a sense, maybe a gift to that next generation.
Yeah, I mean, this is, what can I do to help you out? And this is what, I know a lot of, atheists can do this, but to Christ, that doesn't mean anything. But read Ephesians 2:10. We tend to remember 8 and 9, but 10 were created for good works,
mm-hmm.
That flow from our faith. So this is what we do. We just normally do what we do, and that's living the life of Christ, and we don't have to put a post-it on the board that says we need to help and care for people. We just do that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention, Dr. Weiss. Look forward to more conversations coming up next week and in the future.
You bet. God's peace to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Mark Chase from Trinity Lutheran Church and TLC Preschool in Casa Grande, Arizona. Hope you can join us for that. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 12 today. And we'll join together for morning prayer during the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to His Time.